AI inflation, refining crunch, and the German auto collapse in China. S&P futures were sitting at 7,620 Sunday morning, up roughly 0.4%, suggesting markets were not yet in panic mode over the Gulf crisis. Goldman Sachs published an analysis this week arguing that AI investment and adoption could add 50 basis points, half a percentage point, to U.S. inflation over the coming years. The inflationary pressure Goldman identifies comes from two sources: the massive capital spending required to build AI infrastructure, including data centers, power grid upgrades, and chip manufacturing, which drives up costs in construction, energy, and specialized labor, and AI-driven demand stimulation that could boost consumption faster than supply chains can respond. Fuel prices are rising even though crude oil prices are falling, one of the more counterintuitive economic situations in recent months. The gap exists because the refining sector is operating at record stress levels, expanding the margin between crude and refined products significantly. Consumers are paying more even as the underlying commodity gets cheaper, the kind of disconnect that makes inflation politically toxic because it is visible and immediate even when the technical explanation is somewhat complex. Trump-backed Freedom fuel stations are under separate scrutiny, with reporting raising questions about opaque ownership structures and pricing, scrutiny that arrives alongside Trump's financial disclosure showing he holds millions in Micron stock, while Micron pledged $250 million to the administration, creating conflict of interest optics at a moment when the administration is actively making semiconductor policy. Volkswagen, BMW, and Mercedes each reported more than 30% sales declines in China for the second quarter. German automakers have spent decades building China into their largest single market and are now losing ground to domestic Chinese electric vehicle manufacturers at a pace that outstrips their ability to respond with competing products. The challenge is not only product, it is brand positioning, dealer networks, and the reality that Chinese consumers who historically preferred German engineering are increasingly choosing domestic alternatives as Chinese EV quality has improved dramatically. 30,000 Amazon corporate workers were laid off, and months later many remain unemployed and report burnout from extended job searches. If Amazon engineers and product managers, people with elite credentials from one of the world's most recognized employers, are struggling to find work for months, it is a real-time indicator of supply-demand imbalance in tech hiring. Either AI is already reducing demand for some of these roles, or the broader tech hiring cycle is still contracting, or both.